Let's start with that process because it goes to the first question of arbitrariness. He learns about this from emails from members of the public. He follows up and gets copies of the images that are the subject of those emails. He calms the press down by issuing a press release saying, we've got an administrative leave in place and we're looking into this. How does he go about the process of looking into it? He alerts Mr. Singer of the problem. He learns that Mr. Singer has counsel. He speaks with Mr. Singer's counsel and gets confirmation that these are actually Jeremy Singer's posts. He then consults with other chief executive officers of nearby law enforcement agencies to see how they would react, to check himself, to make sure that he's not looking at this improperly, and confirms that a sheriff and a nearby chief of police share his concerns. He visits with the county attorney to make sure that from a legal standpoint, he's considering all the appropriate factors. He visits with the county attorney to talk about the implications in the context of the criminal justice system. He talks with the city administrator to make sure from a policy standpoint he hasn't overlooked something. He speaks with the mayor. He reviews the policies that may or may not be applicable to make sure that he's looking at the right things as it pertains to governing one's conduct. And he does all of that before he makes his decision. And so I would submit to you that whatever the opposite of arbitrary is, whether it's careful or judicious or determinative, whatever word you want to pick, I would suggest to you that the evidence clearly establishes that this was not an arbitrary decision.